There are about 2,500 inmates in the Mecklenburg County Jail. About 67% of these inmates are African American. Black voters tend to vote Democrat. So Michael Lawson knows some people are skeptical of his motives to increase voting access in county jails. Lawson heads the African American Democratic Caucus in Mecklenburg County.
When I thought about doing this, that didn't come into the picture. Because we've been thinking about this for a few years. It's really a civil rights violation.
Okay, what we're going
to
do with these...
Lawson is meeting with a small group in a private room at a Texas Landing Cattle Steakhouse to map out strategy.
The ones that we're going to be working with, Johnson, New Hanover, Cabarrus, Guilford, Wake...
Hundreds of brochures and posters are on a table that target ex-felons and people convicted of misdemeanors. There are plans to distribute 15,000 brochures in 12 counties, all counties that have an African-American Democratic caucus. The brochures say, you've been locked up, don't be locked out.
Anyone in jail, even if they're serving time, 2 years, 3 years, doesn't matter. As long as they have not been convicted of a felony, have the right to vote. And even if they have been convicted of a felony, after they come out and served all their time, their parole time and everything else, they automatically have their rights restored to vote.
This information gives Chris Gore some hope. He's a student at UNC Charlotte from Brunswick County on the coast. He plans to take some brochures home.
A lot of people back home, you know, a lot of like small town rural area, young black males, drug dealers, have committed crimes or whatever, been incarcerated, are still in an impression that I can't vote now. You know, somebody, you know, it's fine. We finally get a chance for an African American to run for president and I can't vote for. Now I have the knowledge to go back and tell just this one small town that, hey, yes, you can. So that's my motivation, the fact that I can tell other young black males that they can, they do have an outlet to go vote, and that it's not impossible and that it's not over with yet.
This meeting includes County Commissioner Valerie Woodard. The group wants to do more than spread the word about voting rights. It also wants to open up voting opportunities in county jails.
Because we're talking about paperwork. We're not talking about releasing anybody or security risk. We're not talking about any of that stuff.
Right.
We're talking about filling out a form and have it organized where today and from 4 to 6, mm-hmm. any inmates that are here, you know, you'll be able to fill out your form and get it out. And a person like me will be down the Board of Elections to see if we received it.
Right.
Wouldn't it be better at the jails to do it during early vote?
Absolutely.
That's what I say.
Okay. Definitely.
So what do you think the procedure needs to be?
The procedure is to get the authorization through the sheriff. The sheriff controls everything within the jail.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Chip Bailey is a little tired of this topic.
They know exactly where my position is on this thing.
4 years ago, he says the jail responded to concerns that inmates weren't being given an opportunity to vote. Ever since, Bailey says inmates have been told at every shift change, twice a day, that they can request an absentee ballot. He says inmates are also informed who is eligible to vote.
They know what it says. I suspect a lot of them can probably quote it to you.
He's adamant that early voting won't take place at the jail.
We're going to do it the way we're doing it now, using absentee ballots. That is early voting. And that's the way anybody who is away from their voting precinct does. If they travel out of country, if they're on a trip somewhere, they can vote by absentee ballot. I don't think there's any reason to do it any differently for those who are incarcerated.
Bailey says he can recall only one or two inmates who have voted by absentee ballot. He doubts the number would change much if early voting was available to inmates. According to county jail figures, the average stay of an inmate is about 20 days. So Bailey says most will likely be free on bond by Election Day or when early voting begins October 16th. About 60% of the jail's population are pretrial inmates. Those charged with a felony but haven't been convicted also have the right to vote, even if they're in jail awaiting trial.
Voting is not a priority to them. Their priority is where they are and the status of their case. If voting was a big priority to them, they probably wouldn't be in jail anyway.
And I guess it's one of the definitions of what is fair. But
back at the steakhouse, Lawson and Woodard are not optimistic about getting the sheriff's cooperation.
Sheriff can't less. You know, he want to maintain.
Commissioner Woodard, who's seeking a fourth term, advises the group to also lobby the county commission in hopes of putting pressure on Sheriff Bailey. She says that's the only way to get him to do something he doesn't want to do. In Charlotte, I'm Greg Collard for WFAE News.